Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 76 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 75 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 74 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 72 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees.
K8BPL Mobile. DMH, K8FWR.
10-1, Jeff.
K8FWR, DMH.
Good morning, Drake. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. Headed down to Lapeer right now. I'm in Clare at the moment.
Here? Isn't that kind of out of your coverage area?
You know, that's what I was saying, but I was told it's a contract thing, so...
A little far.
Yeah, but oh well. I'm getting paid by the hour. That's all I really care about. So, gonna be 6 hours of driving and an hour or 2 hours of working.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. It just seems kind of crazy. Getting paid for it, why does it matter, right? So was you here in both Bay City and Mackinac, or was you here in the IRA and Mackinac?
I was here in Mackinac City. I was here in Gilfer 3-1, this one, and Mack City 3-1, they were mixing.
What did that sound like?
Hot trash. I couldn't understand a single thing.
Disaster.
Yeah. Well, I think once the carriers are once the carrier at Mackinac City is Spectracom, or the reference there is on the Spectracom, I don't think it'll be a huge issue, because as long as the Guilford one is wiping on where it's supposed to be, the mixing shouldn't be as horrendous anymore.
You may still have to dabble up some simulcast to see if we can make it sound good.
It's going to be pretty hard given the distance between the two of them.
Sure.
That levering UHF machine cranks, man. I was able to hear it in Charlevoix on my way back down to Travers on Saturday.
Kilo 8, Parascopapa Lima, mobile.
Good morning, NACMH mobile.
Just turned my radio on. How you guys doing?
Well, I'm trying to survive Monday here, and I don't know what Jeff's doing right now. Probably working.
I was going to put the radio down for a second. So you said you heard... UHF where?
I heard it in Charlevoix. Just before I reached downtown, I was able to hear it just barely.
What about DMR?
I didn't check that one. I didn't have a DMR mobile with me. But I would have to imagine probably the same.
I might lose service here, so if I don't come back to you, you know I lost service. GPS references on both of them.
Yeah, I got a whole lot of not much of that.
You said it's a little disturbing, but I bet you there's a band opening going on today.
Oh, they're asking because up here in James Township between, or APRS did you up in Kenilax, so I think that tracks.
Yeah.
All I get is a whole bunch of beeps.
DMH, KBSWR. KBSWR,
mobile.
No, it's your side or my side. KBSWR.
I hear you, I call you back, I don't hear anything, and I call you again, and then sometimes I hear something.
In a less desirable cell area, but could be me.
Yeah, I'm on the Guilford machine right now, just rolling in the... Oh, where am I? Not far from Midland.
Okay.
Yep. Well, next weekend, hopefully, maybe, we'll have an MI-5 in Travers.
Yeah, you got a sight?
Yeah, I'm just going to cram it into Munson for now. It's really exciting that we got that's got stable internet connection, already has a router there and whatever, and I can put another antenna up if I need to.
Well, that's cool.
Sure is convenient. So, I just had to decide if I want to do two separate antennas for each machine or combine them on two antennas, so... I guess it also depends on the pair that gets thrown on it.
One antenna better than the other, or say higher, or what's your situation there?
So the one UHF antenna I have right now is at the very top of the tower on top of the hospital. If I put up another UHF, it would probably be maybe a couple feet lower right next to it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, obviously you can see what we're doing, levering works, but situation's got to be right too, so. I guess that all depends on the situation, how it wants to be done, or how it needs to be done, or you know what. So, I have to figure out what to do with the antennas.
Yeah. I might go to combiner out, because I've also got a GMRS machine there. I actually meant to pull that out last time I was there, so I could put a RA-25 on it. Hook it up to an Amphenol box, so that way it does fun things.
What kind of coverage does that site have?
UHF, you can go as far north as Atwood, and that's about where it falls right off. VHF is about the same. Covers into Elk Rapids just fine. Of course, downtown Traverse City, and you can make it about as far south as, well, once you drop, go past the hill just before Buckley on 37. That's about where you lose the UHF. VHF goes just down to Buckley there. If you go further west, or no, not west, east, you can take the UHF machine pretty much all the way down to the Lake City exit on 131, and then that's about where it kind of drops off. North, you got about Kalkaska or something like that, and it's getting a little touchy.
But you're not familiar with the area, so what kind of height does it have, the hospital there, as opposed to some of the other towers around?
Well, the antennas would basically be at the base of most of the towers around the area. The only problem is, good luck getting on any of those towers. Either they're pretty loaded, or they're just straight up not going to let you on there unless they pay.
Right. Yeah, run into that a lot, that's for sure.
Yeah, so just making do with what I've got. Just kind of make the best of that situation, and it doesn't do too terribly bad.
Yep, that's what you got to do.
I'm trying to work on getting something out towards Kalkaska. That would definitely help out a lot, filling that the gap between Petoskey and K-Town there, and a little bit of the intermediate coverage between Petoskey and Traverse.
Yeah. Have to see where it all goes, I guess. All we can do is try.
Yep. Where are you headed today?
I'm over here in Canada going to Brandon for a day.
Oh, yeah, eh?
Yep. You going right downtown Lapeer, or where you got to end up?
Wherever the jail is down there.
Gotcha. Fun, fun, fun.
The chief complaint is there's static on the radios. That's literally all I know. I know nothing else.
I guess it's on an easy-to-know basis. You don't need to know, right?
I guess not. I was like, all right, well, it could be quite literally anything.
And it's not like I can bring a spare antenna. I don't really have the room for that. So I've just brought all my test equipment, and I'm just going to pray.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty pleased with all the stuff we're getting put up north. Now I got to get more of my more Central Michigan stuff over in Traverse, and we'll have all the main bases covered, really.
Well, for the most part, home at midnight, but there's still more to do. But you know, after five trips up there, finally got a lot on here and set up and running. So. Somewhat accomplished.
Right on. I might throw my UHF on you guys, UHF Hub. It's just kind of, I just leave it linked to the Cherry Land Club's repeater just to keep the finals warm. But that's not a whole lot of variety, so I might throw it on with you guys just to see what happens.
Back and forth between, you know, the repeaters down there, so. Activity at our system, so. It's usually a activity in the morning drive time and then usually in the afternoon drive time, so. It helps, helps activity-wise.
See how it goes. So, anyway, I, I don't even know. It's Monday, dude. Brain is fried.
I hear you. Did a little R&R yesterday. Ended up running out to the Guilford site because inside temperature was 94, so there's three air conditioners there. Only one of the three was running. I reset the one, got it going, and the other saw one of the I got that, but the time I left there, it was just dark, and I was definitely beat. It was a challenge to get home.
Understood there. I just drove past a Tesla with a pretty ironic sticker. It's got a picture of Elon Musk's face with a circle and a line through it on a Tesla. Make that make sense.
Makes all kinds to make the world go round, or it takes all kinds to make the world go round.
Some people, man.
So what did that sound like when you were in Cadillac? Just a big hum or what?
Yeah, it was screeching basically. With the PLs mixing against each other, it was pretty horrendous.
Is there any way possible to be able to clean that up? Just, I know it's got to be a band opening, because even where you're at, well, where you were at before when you first started. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't have been making it in there.
Right. Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I was like, wow, I'm hearing both of them? That's not normal. Especially in Mackinac City. There's no way I'd be able to hear that down there on a normal day. So that is definitely a band enhancement going on. So that's the only reason why that's happening. But I'd have to guess the only spot that might be an issue is, like, Gaylord. But I've also never tried the Guilford machine from Gaylord before.
No, normally if you, in the mobile, once you get over the other side of West Branch Hill, it's normally gone.
Oh, so yeah, we really shouldn't have any issues if we just leave it as it is.
But if we can mitigate it, I mean, putting the reference oscillators on there to keep directly on frequency. You know, it's not too much of a hassle to put some stuff on so we can simulcast. It's not going to be the simulcast I wanted to do, but if we could clean it up in that aspect, and it doesn't take too much effort to do, you know, we may dabble in it.
It's a shame I cut the cable to those CTCSS filters that also plug into the GPS, or so the Spectracom, because those will also synchronize the PL based on GPS. So if you did the same thing for Guilford, that would basically be simulcast. Other than the audio might not be synchronized, but the PLs and the carriers would be.
Well, the wires can be fixed, right?
They sure can.
Well, I thought within the RTCM you had to put the 9.6 reference in there. There's 9.6 crystal in there. You need to feed it a 9.6 reference. Take crystal out and feed it a GPS reference.
Are you able to inject your own reference into those or no?
9.6 GPS reference, you pull the crystal out and you put it in your external reference in its place, and it's supposed to take care of that.
Okay, and it has to be a 9.6, it's not like 10? I didn't catch that.
6, 9.6, 9.6, it is not 10, 9.6.
That kind of sucks, actually. Why would they do something kind of... Why would they do that? Everything else except 10 megs? I feel like it would just be kind of a standard practice. That's weird.
There was something common with that. I don't know, somewhere, somebody told me, but I forget now. But I wonder if the Spectracoms will do the 9.6.
Well, that's the thing. You can tell it to, it'll spit out a 10 meg and a 1 pulse per second reference. The MTRs will do a 5 or 10 megahertz reference. And I don't. There's an add-in card on that Spectracom that's got 3 ports on it, and I don't know what it's. I would imagine it's probably configured for 10 meg. I don't know if you can configure it for 9.6. I'd have to dig into that a little bit.
GPS unit.
signal again.
You got
an ATMA mobile.
Yeah.
Now I can hear you. I spoke too soon.
I don't know if that's any better or not. QB at SWR.
Hey, I can hear you again.
This is that we're on the MTRs, or are you talking that GPS unit that we've seen at Levering?
What do you mean?
In the 9.6 and 10 meg references. And what we were just talking about the PL, you were talking about them little black boxes that were on the MTRs, right?
Yeah, they were hooked up to the MTRs on the back, on the system connector. I think they were just sending PL.
Well, we can dabble in it. If it works, great. If it don't, well, we tried.
We did want to do simulcast up there. We still got the Harris boxes and everything.
We definitely need low latency connections between the two.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to be able to get that.
Right.
I'm just rolling into Milwaukee here.
Fun, fun, fun. KBSWR.
UMH Mobile.
Well, thank you for writing, I guess, right?
Yep. Holy cow. I just do not have motivation today.
Yeah. I kind of can't believe that yeah, I'm glad Paul got the cable and stuff made. I'm still dumbfounded how easy that thing went on the air after, you know, of course he did the prep, but even so, still wasn't all done, but that was one thing that worked out really, really good.
It dropped down a little bit. What were you saying?
How easily we got the UHF MTR 2000 on the air.
I've messed with so many of those that I can basically interface to any of the audio inputs on that repeater and make it work within 30 minutes.
I'm just glad Paul had the cable already made up and the way we went. That was a big hurdle.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, I haven't used the wireline for the audio input. I've always used the There's a discriminator output on the back of that system connector I always use. And then I'll use the AUX TX on the system connector as well. And then, since we don't use RTCMs, we use the RX-25 ports. I use the USB radio driver, and I'll do DSP carrier and tone squelch. And I don't even bother hooking up the carrier and tone logic to the interface. I just do it all, and I just do it all on the DSP.
Something about the transmit audio or something, or PL. There was something for using the wire line, I forget. And I've been told the wire line audio sounds a whole lot better.
I don't know. Every MTR 2000 that I've ever interfaced, regardless of the audio input that I use, they always sound the same. As long as, you know, you have your pre-emphasis and de-emphasis set accordingly to where they're supposed to be, they all sound about the same. The best thing, I actually prefer the audio from the Marty connector. But when you use that, it's not slap receive audio, it's filtered. But if you just pass that through your interface and don't do any audio filtering to it, oh man, it sounds really good. You gotta rely on the repeater's carrier and PL logic at that point.
So does that mean you're just passing the user's PL right through?
No, so on the MTR 2000, on the Marty connector, it strips the PL on the receive end. And then it encodes its own PL on transmit, because you're using the Marty. It'll do PL encode and decode all inside the box, and you don't have to do it through your through the computer.
Oh, I got you.
When you use the system connector and you don't grab your receive audio from wireline, it's going to pass the PL through into the interface, but you can just turn on the PL filter in ASL3 on the USB radio driver, and it will strip the PL out for you, and then it will encode its own PL.
Yeah, I got you. Well. It's working, so I guess that's all that really matters, right?
That's for sure. I do not like the wireline terminals on the MTR 2000s. The 3000s, it's fine, because it's those screw terminals, but the 2000, it's those stupid little push things, and I always found that the wires just get stuck in there.
Yeah, that was their better idea.
Let's make it borderline impossible for whoever installs this thing with wireline to be able to get their wire back out when they're done using it.
Well, I got you.
Yep. Alright, Jeff, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna focus on not dying here because everyone's driving like they wanna kill somebody here, so. Time to navigate. Hey, GMH Mobile.
Later. KBNF, go.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 82 degrees.
KFAEDQ on the mobile.
Hey, GMH Mobile.
Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 86 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 87 degrees.
KAYNU, KAYNU, this is NAWCB. Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November Uniform from NAWCB. NAWCB, clip.
Why
I need NAWCB guides. I just about ready to answer your text there. Wow, you got the probably the location you wanted there.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. So I know that area really well, and so it's going to be good. I'm excited. I'll get you our designators that are, our tactical call signs and stuff, and it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I bet you are. Man alive, that's something to get right down the street there from where Grandma and Grandpa used to live. That's great. That's great. I know that... That corner has changed a little bit, at least over on the west side, some. But most of the places are still the same around there, within that quarter mile, I guess, that either way that they described there for you. So yeah, you'll have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, for sure. It's good. I'm like you, with Grandma and Grandpa. We're still living there. That'd have been fun.
Yeah, definitely. Oh well, I guess as time goes by, they would have been over 100 years old, though.
But still the thought of, you know, the house being about four blocks or so away from Woodward, be pretty good there. If you need to, you know, stop in for a minute or just cool off or something. And, you know, hey, you've at least got a pretty good shot down to the school, too, to take a break.
Yeah, in Normandy at least there's a lot of shade trees there too, so I don't have to stand out in the sun.
Yes, right. That they do, that they do. That will help out a lot. I hear it's supposed to be warm on Saturdays there. Definitely go prepared and definitely stay hydrated.
Yeah, for sure. So that'll be good. It'll be good. I'm planning on getting the those packets out here, the cruise packets out here this afternoon. So you guys will have an idea of what's going on and what to expect.
That sounds good. That sounds good. It's hard to believe it's come upon us so fast. It's like I was thinking yesterday, it's like, man alive, is it already Dream Cruise weekend here coming up? It's time flies.
Yeah, it's crazy how fast this year is gone, the summer's gone. It's like already starting to think about school and the upcoming holidays and different things coming up here, so I just... it's gonna be interesting for sure.
NAWCB, yeah, yes it is. Yeah, just like I say, things are in swing for school. I know I think it's the 20th, they do registration over across the street for the junior high. They're starting before Labor Day and that, you know, you get into football season and hopefully maybe a little bit cooler weather, but I hear the fall's supposed to be warm, but hey, that's all right. Let's get into those fall activities. All good.
Yeah, actually I hear this whole winter is supposed to be warm, so we'll see. You know, El Nino is supposed to ramp up in the winter, so I'm sure we'll get more snow, but that's okay. We'll deal with it. We got a snowblower this year, so.
Yeah, that's right. You're definitely equipped four-wheel drive, and now you got your snowblower. So, of course, if you don't have your snowblower, you have your snowblower there. Your kids there will help you out, but that's all good. That's all good. I'll be interested to see how, let's say, the fall going into winter and see how that goes. But, you know, still a lot of summer left. Definitely hasn't disappointed. It's definitely been hot.
Okay, why do? Yeah, for sure. So. Well, Dan, I'm going to hop off here. We're almost best in here. We're taking Megan a dentist appointment, but appreciate you coming on, you know, coming back to me and a good conversation here, and hopefully get to chat here tomorrow after work.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to that. But anyway, yeah, it was good talking with you today, and glad for the good report there. We'll definitely be looking for that, for some more information there from you and how things go. Hope the dentist appointment goes well for Micah, and tell everyone hello, and 73 is an 88 to you in the family, and like I say, we'll talk again soon. NAWCB, clear, on your final. Have a good rest of the day.
Dad, you too. Tell Mom I said hi, enjoy your day today, stay cool, and we'll talk here later on. Okay, why are you clear?
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 88 degrees.
WA10WG Mobile. WA10WG Mobile listening.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Partly sunny, 88 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly sunny, 89 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Partly sunny, 80 degrees.
Kilo Delta 8, Foxtrot Zulu monitoring.
That monitoring station, why don't you come on back, and this is KF8 EDQ. Mike in Saginaw.
Well, Mike, you know, I don't believe this, but you're making one heck of a trip. I'm afraid of.
Yeah, I catch you. The signal is not super super clear, but I'm catching you. We're actually on a network of repeaters. So what repeater are you off of?
WAHMAT.
Copy that. What's your approximate location, if you don't mind me asking?
13 in Utica.
Copy that. Like I said, my first name is Mike. I'm, again, up in Saginaw, and I just got done working, and I imagine you might be on your way home as well, so. Did you just get done working?
I haven't worked since 2010. I am medically retired. I'm sitting at the park waiting for the storm to come in.
Copy that. So where are you headed? What are you up to today? What radio are you using?
I've actually been sitting at the park for a few hours now. Just enjoying the weather and waiting to see if storms come in. And, let's see, the radio is, a radio that was bought to me by my now deceased wife, in 2011. It was my first radio, and it was used 5 hours.
Yeah, copy that. Well, you're getting in there, all right. I've got a UV5R as well, and that was my very first radio. And I had it for a while. I fiddled with it a little bit until I found repeaters. And then I wanted to get licensed, so, which was not that long ago, if you couldn't tell. I had to work today. I solved a few problems, and I tried to take it easy. I was up late last night. I didn't get home till late, and then my dogs were all wound up, so I ended up taking them for a walk at 11 p.m. last night. So that affected me this morning and pretty much all day. So I've been extra sleepy, but I've got a few more things I got to get done. I've got an appointment at 6. And I got to grab something for dinner at some point. But, yeah, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And would you mind coming back with your call sign twice slowly?
Absolutely. Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Foxtrot Zulu. Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Foxtrot and the handle is Don Delta Oscar November.
Very good, John. Thank you so much. I'll put you down here in the log. And my log is just a piece of paper with a pen next to it. So I regularly monitor this frequency, and it's been a pleasure talking to you. But I'll let you go for now, and maybe we'll talk again. Hopefully we will. KD8SSC, we will talk again. This is KF8EDQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. And I'll be clear of the frequency after your final.
All right, you have yourself a great evening. You don't have the nice weather. I could do it anyway. That's why I have a great day. Adrian, that's good, Mama. WD8KLO.
I think it was WDAKLO. This is WHATT. Name here is Scott.
Oh, hello, Scott. I didn't catch your call. WAADTT, I believe.
Call sign here is Whiskey 8 Alpha Tango Tango. Whiskey 8 Alpha Tango Tango. And located in Charlotte.
Roger on Whiskey 8 Alpha Tango Tango. Nice to meet you, Scott. Greg here, WD8KLL. I'm in Burton, up near Flint.
Yep, know where Burton is. We actually grew up in a small town, if you've ever heard of Perry, on I-69. I lived in a little town a couple miles from there, Morris. Not Mount Morris, but M-O-R-R-I-C-E, and that's where I grew up. And right in between Lansing and Flint, and just on by 69 and that. So glad to meet you there. And yeah, I was kind of curious about this system. Do you know what network this is? Is there a name for it? We have a... IRA repeater system on the west side of the state, Matt, but didn't know what this one was here. I've heard it a lot of times on my scanner when I'm in the garage and at work and in that, and hearing people from all around talking on it, which is pretty neat. I'm just wondering if this is like a east side of Michigan network. Back to you.
Yeah, the best way to tell you is to go to W8CMN.net. That's the Central Michigan Emergency Network. And you'll see the different repeaters that are linked there. There's several different systems, what they call MI5, MI6, and so forth, but... yeah, these are mostly linked. I'd have to pull it up to tell you exactly. What frequency are you coming in at now?
I'm coming in on 147.28, or wait a minute, just a second. I'm coming in on 147.28 on the Lansing repeater, and I'm familiar with the CMEN network. I run packet, and the CMEN has, like you said, different, I can't remember which it is, MI7 or MI6 or whatever, that's a packet network too in that, but yeah, I didn't know they had a voice repeater system in that. I'll have to go to the site in that and look it up. Back to you, WAATT.
Yeah, if you go to the website there and pull up the dashboard, if you will, they'll show you all the different repeaters that are linked. And there's a dashboard, and it'll actually show you which repeater is being transmitted on at a given time. Like right now, I'm on the 147.380 Flint repeater, and like when you keyed up, I could see, after I asked you the question, I pulled up the site there, and I could see you were transmitting on the Lansing site. So there's Lansing. There's Mount Clemens, there's Saginaw, Guilford, Lapeer, Fenton, Mackinac City, that are all linked as the MI2 network.
Copy that. Yeah, very good. Yes. That'll be neat when traveling up north to the UP or northern lower peninsula and that know that Mackinac City has one. And, yeah, that's really neat. Yeah, I knew about somewhat of the packet network and that, and just never realized that there was, you know, voice, like I said. Yeah, that's very neat. Yeah, that's, yeah, and packet, too, it's very, very neat system, too, how you can, you know, I mean, all over. I've kind of looked up some of theirs, and gosh, they're all over the place, and kind of like the same there. It might even be even greater, because I think that there's some up in the UP, if I remember right, in the packet network. But, yeah, that's very nice. I'm glad I jumped in and that. I'm just doing some outside work here since it's tolerable today, and just sitting in the truck here drinking some water in the shade.
Yeah, good deal. Well, at least you're staying hydrated and cooling off there. Yeah, I mowed the lawn earlier today, and that's about all I could handle. I came back inside. So, well, very good, Scott. It was good talking with you and meeting you, and maybe we'll log down the road here. So, with that, I'll let you go. W8ATT from Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo Lima Lima. We'll be clear after your final.
Okay, very good, very good. I think the name was Greg and that. I'm not sure in that, but yeah, glad meeting you there, and I'll have to monitor this frequency. I have it on scan on my one side of my radio and that, and I pick it up all the time coming in, and I'm on low power going from Charlotte to the Lansing repeater. Not sure where it's located in Lansing, but yeah, that's I'm trying to think what it is. Gosh, 25 miles at least, give or take some that. But yeah, with low power, and hopefully you're copying me fine. Anyway, have a good day there, and hopefully a little bit cooler weather will be coming after, sounds like this week, and looking forward to that. So I can start doing more work outside. Just can't handle the heat anymore, at least the humidity. Glad meeting you, and again, we'll hopefully talk again soon. 73 for now, W8ATP, 73.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly sunny, 79 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 86 degrees.
This is KF8AKV on the KB8LCY repeater, hoping for a radio check.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 83 degrees.
This is KF8AKV on the Central Michigan Emergency Network, hoping for a radio check, please. This is Kilo 8, it's Lee Charlie Bravo monitoring.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 85 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 80 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 75 degrees.